On Tuesday, October 24th, 2023, a forum was held at the Belgrade Community Library that featured candidates for the positions of Belgrade Mayor and Belgrade Municipal Court Judge.
All right, everybody. Get seated and we'll go ahead and get started. My name is Liz. Welcome to the Belgrade Community Library. I'm the Adult Services Librarian here. Thank you for attending this candidates forum. This forum is for information only and does not endorse or promote for or against voting for any of the candidates. We'll have two sets of candidates to hear from today. The first will be the candidates for the mayoral race, and then the second set will be the candidates running for municipal judge. This meeting is being recorded by KGBM 95.9, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, and will be available to listen to as a podcast on their website. We'll also be taking a video of this event and uploading it to our YouTube page. Ballots for this election have been mailed out last Friday, October 20th, and they can be returned by mail or in person 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at Belgrade City Hall or the County Election Office in Bozeman. Ballots are due and must be received by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 7th. Thanks to everyone for being here and for our candidates for giving the opportunity to the public to ask you questions. And a special thanks to our forum sponsors, the Bozeman League of Women Voters, the American Association of University Women, Bozeman Professional Women, the Bozeman Public Library, and the Belgrade Community Library Foundation. All right, I'll turn our time over to our moderator.
Can you all hear me okay? Good. Good evening and welcome. My name is Jane Arnson Schumacher, and I will be tonight's moderator on behalf of the sponsors. And the sponsors are the Bozeman Area League of Women Voters, the Bozeman Business and Professional Women, the American Association of University Women, the Belgrade Community Library, and the Bozeman Public Library. And I would also like to introduce our candidates for tonight, Russell C. Nelson and Brad Cooper, who are the candidates for Belgrade City Mayor. And I always want to say Gregory, but Christopher Gregory. And Kathleen must be running behind, but I'm sure she'll be here. They're kind of scheduled to go a little later. Who are the candidates for the Belgrade Municipal Court Judge. Before we continue, I will go over the format and the rules for tonight's event. For tonight's format is each candidate will have up to 2 minutes to introduce themselves, explain their qualifications, and why they would like to be elected. Each candidate will have 2 minutes to answer one question that has been provided to them in advance. I will then open the floor to questions from the audience. I hope you all ask questions, because that's why we're here. You may ask your questions orally. Just raise your hand, and we'll call on you. Questions may be directed at either one or more candidates. However, each candidate will have the opportunity to answer that question, whether identified by the questionnaire or not. Does that make sense? And they may choose not to, but they certainly will have the opportunity to answer whether it was directed at them or not for their particular race. Answers by the candidates will be limited to 1 minute. Each candidate will have 2 minutes at the end of the session for a closing statement. Okay. I want to take just a second to thank our timer for tonight. We do have a timer, Patty. We'll be timing the candidates. Yay! The rules. The moderator will intervene if questions or answers are repetitive or courtesy is not shown. The timer will inform each candidate when they have 1 minute remaining, 30 seconds remaining, and when their time is up. Candidates are asked to finish promptly when your time is up. The moderator will ask members of the audience to pose questions without comments or editorializing. This forum has been designed for the audience to hear the views of the candidates, not those of the audience. It's kind of to hear them. If a candidate is mentioned by name or referred to specifically by their opponent in their answers, then the opponent will have the equal time to respond, and again, that will be 1 minute. If the questions from the audience can be answered with a yes or a no, the candidates will still be allowed to qualify or explain their answers. The forum is meant to help voters become familiar with the positions of the candidates, not to force candidates to select yes or no when they are uncomfortable. Again, the monitor will intervene with the audience also if the questions are repetitive or if courtesy is not shown to the candidates. We are going to start with the Belgrade City mayoral candidates. And we'll start with Mr. Russell Nelson at the end of the table with his 2 minutes for his introduction.
Thank you. My name's Russ Nelson. I want to thank the League of Women Voters and the Belgrade Library for hosting this event. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up in Shoto, Montana. Went to school at Montana State. Married to Susan. She's retired, worked at the schools. Have twin daughters, Rebecca, who's a hospice nurse here, and Stephanie, who's a social worker in Minneapolis. As far as myself, I've been in the banking business for about 40 years, and I've been mayor for 20 years. I seek to have another term as mayor because there's a lot of work to be done yet. And some of that work is to continue to work with the legislature to get rid of their bad bills that adversely affect our town and towns in Montana and lobby for good bills. One of the good things that we got done through the legislature some time ago was liquor licenses. Liquor licenses, Bozeman and Belgrade were one. The licenses from Belgrade were moving to Bozeman because they were worth more money. And you respect that as an owner of those licenses. We worked with the legislature to change that law that we would have our own licenses. Bozeman has their own, and each community has their own licenses, so we won't lose those that force businesses to close. That was a big deal. The other thing that we worked hard on is when we became a town of 10,000, we had to have our own fire department. If we have our own fire department, back then would have been about $3 to $4 million. We were able to change the legislation at the state level by going to the legislature and working to get it so we could join Central Valley Fire, which we have done. That saved the citizens of this town a lot of money, and it didn't make sense for us to form our own. So those are the reasons that I want to continue as mayor, because there's more work to be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Mr. Cooper, your time for yours.
Yes, I'm Brad Cooper, and I born and raised in Belgrade virtually. And I did serve a few years on the city council prior to getting off a few years ago. But my biggest thing about the city is, and I know it may seem trivial to some of the big items, but we have intersections like Cruiser and Dry Creek that has been in the works to be done now for 3 years, and it doesn't happen. And I feel that state has neglected that, unless I'm wrong about that. Then I have a problem with our Main Street, West Main Street, that it has never been, you know, brought up to code, where you have turnouts and traffic control and sidewalks and curbs and gutters, and that's the state's responsibility. So I think there's things like that as our city grows that I have concerns over. And then we have the so-called Jackrabbit Underchange that now is put off 10 more years. And I don't know what, in 10 more years you have twice the traffic. I don't know how they expect Main Street to handle it, unless you could do a better job with what street we have there. Other item I have is I'm sitting and I want to go down Alaska Road. And you know, the traffic is horrible, and the county has done, I say, not a very good job of, you know, they allow 3 gravel pits and they get tax revenue off that and the businesses, but nothing was done on that road to improve it and to make it sort of safer. And I think that's something as a city council, I'd like to convince the commissioners, to work with me to, you know, at least get the county to pay attention to that road. I'm out of time. 15 seconds.
Okay. Next, we're going to do the two questions that were prepared in advance for, well, the one for each race. So for the mayoral candidates, what are your top two priorities? And you maybe can finish your thought on that one. What are your two top priorities to achieve during your term? And we're going to start with Mr. Cooper this time.
Yeah, well, I just went through what my concerns were. And it's just, I know it's little things, but, you know, you could go, it tells you the state don't pay much attention to our city. As you go to the, you want to go to the clinic coming out of Belgrade, there's a left-hand arrow there that's not ever worked. And the other side, they can go right on an arrow on out, and you can pile up just trying to get to the clinic. Little things like that the county should do better with. And I think we need more attention from the state, mostly, to help some of our traffic control.
You got lots of time. You're done. All right.
That's all.
Mr. Nelson.
Yes. Two things I want to work on. First is to work with our state and local and federal partners to ensure that Belgrade retains the ability to manage local, keeping the voice of our local citizens strong. And what I mean by that, some examples of that are, we worked with the legislature. There was a governor's task force to work on low-income housing. Well, they came after us. So your house is worth this today. Tomorrow it's worth that. That increment, they wanted 75% of, okay? Then they lowered it to 50%. And what that would have done, that increment goes to the city's general fund. If that would have passed, we'd have had to lay off policemen and public works. It doesn't affect fire because that's Central Valley. The League of Cities worked hard. Individual cities worked hard to defeat that bill. The county, League of Counties, was supporting that bill for a while. And the reason they, I think, were in cahoots with the governor that you get me this bill and we will work on a sales tax for you next time. And something happened, don't know what happened, but the counties came and supported the cities and got that defeated. That's good. We're a growing city. We need more police and more public works, not less. The second thing that I wanted to talk about is we need to look and fight for ways to capture the dollars of those traveling through our community. There's 12 million people that come to Montana a year, a state of 1 million people, and capture those dollars through our community. And those tourists are on their way to our beautiful destinations, and to assure you and your family aren't covering the cost of the millionaires and billionaires' playground. Some of that may be a local option tax, maybe a sales tax. I don't know if we'll ever have a sales tax in Montana because it's Eastern Montana does not think it'll do them well, but those are things to talk about that we could reduce property taxes with that sales tax. Thank you.
Okay, we are going to now open the floor to questions from the audience. Come on, you guys. Go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for running, everybody. My question is, you've already mentioned it, Mr. Cooper, about the traffic in the area. Everybody I've talked to, that's the first thing people talk about is jackrabbit. So I wrote down, it's well known that traffic is a challenge. What will you do to ensure the DOT sees that we have a large problem? It's for both of you.
Personally, I believe that we need the mayor and council members to, if we can't be in a meeting with the state, which I never see that happen unless it's happened now, I don't know how you can convince them what this city needs, because they don't, there's no way they pay attention unless you go over there and physically talk to them, I do believe. I've talked to a lot of people in Butte to say that's what they have to do if they need something done. I don't think it's been working the way we're doing it, and it needs to change.
Okay.
The state Montana Department of Transportation does believe that Jackrabbit Main is one of the busiest railroad crossings in the state. whether it's the, I don't know, but it's one of the most. And we have designed, they analyzed an overpass or an underpass. It's all designed. The state kept it out of the five-year plan. And why they did is because of money. It's about a $40 million project. We have contacted our senators to try to see what they can help us with, so maybe we can get that project into the five-year plan. We don't know if the state would do that or not, but at least we can go to the table with the state and indicate we've garnered this to get them to think about it. It is only going to get worse if I'd like to see it in the five-year plan. It's not, but it's the underpass and it's the widening of Jackrabbit all at once. There's no reason to do part of it. We want to do it all at once, but it's out of the five-year plan, and that's unfortunate, but we've had some good responses from the senator's office concerning this, and they want us to make more contact with them and try to set up a meeting. So we're pursuing that related to that topic. The roundabout is designed at Jackrabbit and Cruiser. That's another traffic deal. It's been designed for a long time. It's in the state's hands. Sometimes the state moves like turtles, and that's unfortunate. But that's where that's at, and we've made calls on that. We've talked to the our contacts in Butte, and we do have someone that is from Butte, from the Montana Department of Transportation, that now works for the city. That's been a good conduit for us.
Elizabeth, did I see your hand up?
Yes, you did, of course. Yeah. Very disappointing. So a few years ago, actually in 2020, I brought forth to the city council the salaries of the five incorporated cities in the county, and we're, of course, the lowest in the low. And I know that if you need those numbers refreshed, I'm happy to do that. Meanwhile, I think 2 months ago, the city of Bozeman said that they want their salaries up, adjusted up, from the commissioner's salary of $19,200 a year, even higher. Belgrade City Council and Mayor make $1,200 a year. Would you be willing to reconsider this and to support it before the council without it going to the voters? Because without voter education, it's just a losing issue, as we saw when it was put on the ballot a year ago.
Yeah, I can start with that.
And what would you raise the wages to?
Yeah, the idea that the council talked about for raising the wage was to get people interested, maybe a single mother or a single father that would want to serve, to make it incentive for them to serve, because they're going to have probably some child care. That was how that all came about. We sent it to the voters. The council didn't do a good job of advertising that or asking for it, and it failed. I do think we have learned in talking with our city manager that that probably doesn't have to go to the voters, that that's something that the council can do. And so that will be something that we can address in either this year or in the next couple of years related to that. What do I think it could be? I think it was suggested that it double. Instead of $50 a meeting, it'd be $100 a meeting. That's what was suggested at the time. So that may or may not be enough incentive to have people come forward, but I don't think we ought to be greedy either. Your turn, Brad.
Well, I'm not in favor of changing from the people voting on it. I agree. I think that's what it should always be. I don't have a problem with that. I think if you're doing your job and people appreciate it, they might consider raising your wages. But as far as making people run, I don't know if that's the answer. But this year, it was a different year because we didn't advertise we were having an election. Nobody even knew it in the whole town. And we didn't do a job. Then the county commission, the election administrator, he didn't even advertise it, which is part of his job. But you just can't go through a whole election season and not let the city of Belgrade know that you're having an election. And the city should have put it in the paper if nobody else did. That's one of my pet peeves why I did run, because we should have some competition for every seat we got on the council, in my opinion. And I just prefer it that way. Even when I was on the council all the years, I just soon have somebody running than not running against me. I just think that was kind of a didn't set well with me as far as that. That's all I can say.
I would make a clarification, if I may.
1 minute.
Yep, fine. Very good. I just lost my thought. I'm sorry. I was going to clarify that. The city did. The city manager did send the paperwork to notify the public of the candidate for councilman and mayor to the Bozeman paper. The Belgrade paper is owned by the Bozeman paper. It was their choice whether or not to put it into the Belgrade paper. It was in the Bozeman paper. So I just wanted to clarify that, that there was information in the press concerning that. Now, I don't disagree. The county should do that, too. I agree with Mr. Cooper that should be the case. But we did. The city did put it in the Bozeman paper.
Mr. Cooper, you can have a minute if you want. Yes.
My problem is that before that, 2 months before, they had the school board election, and they advertised it. They put it in there. They put it to every newspaper. The election administrator did. But he didn't see a fit reason to put the city councils in there. But I don't think you could run an election with one notice that you're having an election. It should have been in the paper for 2 weeks like we used to do for all the time I was on there. Somehow it went slipped by everybody, and I don't think that's the way a city election should be run. That's all I can say.
Thank you. Any other questions for the mayors? Thank you.
Yes, on that same note, we've got, 40, 50 people here that are listening to you, but did you see anything in the paper about this meeting tonight other than a paid ad? And we see no council meetings. We see no airport authority meetings. I will say they did have something on Central Valley. But other than cops and courts, how can we know what's going on in Belgrade without some advertising, but some news? And I know you can't force a news agency to repeat that, but it says the Belgrade News. And what are we getting in return for that? So just your comments to both of you.
I think we have some kind of communication issue with our paper. And I don't know what it stems from, but it's obvious that they don't really write anything about our council, because you don't hear anything. I mean, I appreciated when we'd hear somebody write about one councilman's opinion on something, or two or three. We don't get anything like that anymore. Nobody talks about what their opinion is on an item coming up. I look at things like the fireworks this year. We had that big meeting, and no councilman voiced their opinion about it at all before the vote, or they had a public meeting on it. And I guess I don't see where the council, they still have to have an opinion, and we should hear it.
All right. Mr. Nelson, would you like another minute?
Yes. Repeat the question, if you could, please. I was making some notes.
Just your opinion on how we can communicate
yes.
with the city
yep.
and knows what's going
Very good.
On.
Yep. I will tell you the website related to city business has the minutes to the meeting, so the city's website will keep you informed of what's going on in the city from the city's perspective. I got a call today from the newspaper when I was at hunting camp, so I talked to the reporter and answered the questions that she had, and that happens fairly often. I talk to the paper quite a bit. Our city manager talks to the paper quite a bit. City council members talk to the paper on issues that come up. So we're talking about what's happening in the city. I agree that we don't see a lot that's going on. I assume the website for the airport I haven't looked at it, but I would guess they would have their minutes. They're a pretty transparent agency. They should have their minutes and information on their business at their website. More things are on websites today than they are in newspapers, it seems like.
I don't know those rules.
Yeah.
Mayor, I think aren't the council meetings on video on the website too? So I think people can access the whole video of the council meeting.
We just started
so
that.
Watch it, it's on
probably
the website.
In the last year. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Yes.
Just a follow-up on Ann's question. If the news media is asking you questions, why are they asking you questions if they're not reporting on your comments?
I think they do. The famous chicken issue. I was interviewed concerning that and gave my opinion of that, and other people. So when there's an issue, council members and city staff, the city manager, certainly can respond to those when we're asked. If we need to get information out, we ask a reporter to come, and we want to tell them about, you know, we're going to close roads or we're going to do something. We'll put ads in related to information on road work. And Montana Department of Transportation does a fairly good job of explaining what's happening on a particular job. I've seen that around the valley.
Mr. Cooper, he has a minute if he chooses to.
What's that then?
If you would like to any follow-up on
that
question.
My follow-up would be is I don't think a personal connection with the community works through the videos or the Zoom, all that. There's something about a reporter reporting on what's said and how it's said and what it's about that people read and pay attention to. And I think that somewhere that has to come back. I think that needs to be part of the city. And I don't know how that works right now because it seems like it's all mayor or the manager. And I don't know if that's the way I would want to see it done if I was a mayor. I would want more input from the county, for the commissioners too.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
So I'm not sure I can do this because this was just a comment. If I remember correctly, when we got our new city manager, wasn't that something that came about that you couldn't talk directly to council members? It had to go through him? Did I recall something like that?
It was that way, yeah.
No, I can tell you what that was.
Yeah.
It wasn't council members. They didn't want the staff talking to the press, okay? That was staff. It was not council members. It was the staff. And there was reasons for that. Something came out incorrectly by a staff member, and that's what caused that to happen. Yes.
Mr. Cooper, you have a minute to follow up if you choose.
Well, I remember that when that went on, and there was an issue with them feeling like they had to clarify that it was the manager or the mayor that talked to the press. And no employees would do it. And I think there was a lot of backlash over that from the paper and people. So I don't know that it works, but they have been doing it that way. But I don't think I read an article, something the council has done for over a year in that paper.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Just a follow-up question. Is it possible? I think this is a newspaper problem. Do you think that is? It's not so much what the council or the mayor or the city manager or employees can do, but it's up to the news. I worked for a newspaper, so I know it's up to them to publish what they might interview about. What do you think of that? Is there any way to have a meeting with them and decide how news? I know they only have one reporter and one sports reporter for the Belgrade News, but is there a way that you think the mayors or the city management could work with the newspaper over that?
And we'll start with Mr. Cooper on that one. It's his turn.
I don't know now. I am part of the current way they're going now. This seems like they're happy with it the way it is, but I question that. I would try and work it to where I would try and have a reporter at least be part of the meeting and see what goes on and write about it. But whether or not they don't seem to see that way, so that's two different sides of it.
Yeah, the meetings, we do call the paper when we want some message out. we call them. I call them, or Neil calls them most of the time, our city manager. And most people can get the rest of the stuff off of the video that's done through the city of our meetings.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we had one back there.
Just a point of clarification. I sit on the city council running Madam on Ward 1. I was interviewed by both TV and the newspaper when we were running for the pool, and that was just in May. So that was this year. It was just a few months ago. I was on TV. I was in the newspaper. So they are, if there's a story. It's the newspaper decides if there's a story or not. So, but they are reaching out to us, and they are talking to us when they feel like it'll sell a paper.
Right.
Any other questions for the mayoral candidates? They've been good questions, I guess. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, I would just like the answer from both mayor candidates. What would you do to convince us to vote for you versus the other person?
And I think it's time. Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
It's Mr. Nelson's turn to go first.
Yep. Well, I think my experience, number one, I've been mayor for 20 years, and I've seen this city grow. And in the last 2 years, it's changed a lot. And I can rely on my experience. And my what I've had to do is expanded. For example, we go to the legislature, and we lobby for our city. With the change in the laws by the legislature related to the health department, we also needed to form our, when we got over 10,000 people, had to form our own health department. Well, that costs a lot of money and people. We were able to join the county health department through an interlocal agreement along with the city of Bozeman. What that does is that puts, in my case, I sit on the Board of Health and I sit on the governing body of the Board of Health. And that's what the legislature wanted. So the job has changed a little bit, and there's more different things to do based on the changes that have come from the legislature. But I think I'm the most qualified, and I got a lot of work left to do. And I'd appreciate your vote.
Well, I've been part of a city for a lot of years. I was a councilman forever. So I'm not, I think I know as much as most anybody about what the city needs to do. I have some issues with some things I'd like to see changed, and that's what I would work on. And along with anything else that's important enough to where, you know, you sign, you know, sewer agreements and all that. And I would like to see us find a way to start earning money off things like our sewer and dumping waste from these septic companies that go out and dump them on the fields instead of bring them to the city where we could make money off of them. I think sometimes you got to have a city look at earning money off something instead of always going to the taxpayer for everything you need. And I know that, you know, they worry about it, but Billings, Laurel, Missoula, and every other city has our facility. They get money off them people. They charge, and they come in, and I don't know, they'll make, you know, I can't say how much, over $500,000 in a year, which 10 years, that's $5 million. That's something that the city should be looking into and doing, because we put a lot of money to have that out there, and we don't use it.
Thank you. I think that was answering his question, but are there any other questions before we allow each candidate to do a closing statement? Go ahead.
I was here a few months ago when we did the forum about the pools and the trails, and I'm wondering if either of you plan to revive those projects.
And where are we at? I think Mr. Cooper gets to go first this time.
I personally, I think that with the amount of people that vote against it, it's something that should be brought up right away. I think there should be thought about other options, and I think the school needs a pool. They have ground with that has school sitting on it that could be turned into a pool and a lot less money involved, and it could still use both the levies that they pass. So I think there's other ways than to put something out there that there's that much money.
Mr. Nelson.
Yeah, the pool issue, we need a pool, I believe, and it will be up to the group that did the work on the pool if they think it's time to bring it up again. It was a big nut, but as we grow as a city, there's going to be more people to pay that nut, if you will, and to pay that expense. And I suspect that we're growing at a pretty fast rate. We're one of the fastest growing cities in Montana. Today we're 13.5 in population. With the property that's been annexed over the last 18 months, a couple thousand acres have been annexed into the city. When that develops, some of that's residential, some's commercial, more residential, our population could be 25 to 35,000 in 10 to 15 years, which is the reason we need the roundabouts and the underpass and all these other things you've talked about and upgrade of the roads that you've heard about. So I think that will help pay for the pool. Our TIF district, I think that will help. We have some money in the TIF district, tax increment financing district. Got about $1.5 million in that, and that could be used for trails, designated trails in town or connecting with existing trails.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So the Central Valley Fire District is asking for more money. And I have heard the comment over and over, we're growing, we've got a bigger base for tax revenue. But this is just one example of how they keep coming back to us and wanting us to pony up more money in our taxes. I'd like some comment and clarification on if we're getting all this tax base, why we're still being asked for more money.
And go ahead.
Yeah, I think, yes, the Central Valley trustees are asking for additional funds to expand. I think if we weren't growing, they'd still have some asks. I don't know if the ask would be this big or this big. I don't know the size of that ask. But certainly there are more people in the valley to help pay for that. I think that brings the cost for all of us down some. I don't know how much, but it makes sense to me it comes down. And Central Valley, it's still for the citizens of Belgrade, it's still a better bang for your buck for us to be part of Central Valley than for us to have went on our own. If we would have had to go on our own, it would have been $3 to $5 million. And that would have been a very devastating thing for the citizens of Belgrade. That's why we negotiated with the legislature to change the law so we could join that fire district. Fire is important, and we've seen with the fires we've had in town, it's something that we have to have, and it does have a cost to it. And it's unfortunate that it hits us in the property tax, and that's, I think, a reason that sometime I hope this state comes to a sales tax to reduce that property tax. That's a way it could be used, is to reduce property taxes or to eliminate a state sales tax or state income tax. But that's a different topic.
Mr. Cooper.
Me?
Yep.
I don't believe in any sales tax at all unless you get rid of a tax, though. I don't know. He could have his opinion there. I'll have mine. That's our difference. As far as Central Valley raising it to 20 mils versus 10, and you have a 25% increase in revenue from Belgrade alone, let alone all the county, it seems like there's a lot of money that you don't – I haven't heard. I haven't seen all the paperwork because I wasn't at the meeting. They presented it to Belgrade. But I know that the ambulance is supposedly supposed to bring in $1 million a year. And then I know there's a lot of revenue because I didn't know how many, there's a lot of how many dwellings for sure Belgrade's put up. But it's a lot. And if you can't make it on the kind of growth we're having now, I don't know what you'll do when times get tough again. I don't know how they'll ever make it. But maybe they won't get tough again. But I think there would be a limit for me. I don't think this is a good year to be raising taxes with the amount of money they've had taken in already.
Okay, we will. Elizabeth, one more question. We have time.
We know we live in a drought-prone area, and we know that we are the beneficiaries of the upper watershed snow off the mountains. But would you be willing to support a water conservation program citywide for all Belgrade water users?
Whose turn? I think it's Mr. Cooper's turn to start first.
I feel that with Belgrade we would water restrict in hours and stuff if it's a dry year. I mean, we did that years ago. We haven't had to do it for a lot of years now, but we've drilled a lot of wells too. So I mean, we're pumping a lot of ground water out of the ground. But as far as us, I do believe that if you have to cut back on the watering hours, we would do that in a bad year. I mean, that's what we did before. I don't know why we would change it now. That's all.
The city of Belgrade has a lot of water. We've secured additional water through work that our previous city manager did. And we've got water, I predict, for 30 or 40 years as it is now. That doesn't mean we shouldn't conserve if we've got a drought in hand. But I can tell you, as far as water going to your houses, it's going to be there as long as I can think of, I'll tell you that. The city's done a good job of securing additional water rights.
You know, you raised your hand the same time as Elizabeth. Let's do what, we'll count you as part of that one more question.
When you guys have been talking about the growth of Belgrade, what would you do to bring in business to Belgrade for commercial?
I think it's my turn.
Yeah, it is your turn.
You would take one easy one.
not an easy one. It's not the city's responsibility to bring businesses in. We support businesses if they want to come in, but you can see what's happening with one of the new developments, the West Post. There's a lot of commercial land there. Jackrabbit, there's going to be a lot of commercial. It's developers that have the contacts to bring those businesses in. And you'll be amazed at some of the businesses happen on Jackrabbit and some that'll be on in West Post. But that's where I think it happens. We endorse those, certainly. We want more businesses in this town because those buildings are bigger, and that's more tax dollars that maybe can reduce the tax dollars that you all have to pay. We haven't had that in this town, but it's coming. And you'll see it on Jackrabbit, and you'll see it on West Post. Thank you.
Mr. Cooper.
I don't know about how to make business side there, to make Belgrade their place to do business. I know we started the tax increment, but I don't know that that's ever anything developed from that ever as far as somebody building a business and building our town. I mean, I look at it, I think we need restaurants, we need tire stores, we need grocery stores. I mean, everything we got is full all the time. And that's just a lack of the essentials that we, and you don't hear about grocery stores coming in anywhere. I mean, there's little things like that that need to happen for this city to be where he isn't terrible to do business in. I mean, I think that there might be ways to put revolving loans out that might help business side to come here, but I think you'd have to have a council work, you know, way somehow to make that happen.
Okay, we are going to finish up with the mayoral candidates, with them each having a chance for a closing statement. They will each have 2 minutes for their closing statement, and we're going to start with Mr. Cooper. Yes. Because he loves that.
I don't like to be first. But no, I just have a few things. You know how I think about what I pretty much said what I would like to see happen in the city if the council goes along with it. No one mayor can do anything in this city. It's made by a council, and whatever they have to come up with, that's what you work with. And I don't have a problem. I hope that I convince them to think my way instead of their way. Now, anyway, I'll appreciate your vote if you do vote for me.
Mr. Nelson.
Well, it's been an honor to serve this city for 20 years, and I hope to serve it for two more if you vote for me. There's a lot of work yet to be done. I've got another legislative session to go to and fight for our city. Last time, I spent six trips to Helena lobbying against bad bills, testifying for good bills. Did it 6 to 8 times on Zoom from my office. That's something that's got to happen, that the mayor's got to do, along with the city manager and some council members. That's important. I think my 20 years experience is I know what we've gone through and what we're going to go through and things we need to do. It is hard, and we're working on this to try to work with our federal partners, state and federal partners. You've heard some of the issues of some of the roads here. We're aware of those things, and we're talking with the state. And like I said, sometimes those folks at those departments move like turtles. And we're working with them. We're trying to get relationships, and we have. The city has hired a lobbyist to help us in the legislature. That's opened up some doors. And certainly the employee that we've hired from the Department of Transportation is a key asset for us in communication with the state. So I think we're communicating, and we've had more success in the legislature than we've had ever. And that's a key part of this job, is so that bad things don't happen to cities in Montana. I thank you for your support in the past, and I seek your support this time around. Thank you.
Oh, you went. Never mind me. Thank you. We will now move on to the municipal court judge candidates.
Can we just have a
break?
Do you guys need a break? Sure. How long?
The timer needs a break.
Okay, 5 minutes or 10?
Well, that depends on the what are you
five?
Five?
I'm hearing five. 5 minutes.
We'll be back with the second portion of the forum, which featured the candidates for Belgrade Municipal Court Judge.